This is an MUT Radio podcast.
All day. So, Snezi, as we were speaking about transgender and celebrating this day, sure. We thought we should bring someone who's well aware, who's going to tell us. Not really educated about it, but Whitney is here. Whitney Ise is here to educate us and make us understand.
And I think just during the interview, I'd like for Whitney to explain to us what umuntu uma say transgender athande ukubizwa ngokuthini, she noma he. See, ID never changes.
Yes.
But when in society, do you like being called ushi no muhi after ushinchin?
Definitely. We have her on the line, Whitney. Good morning, Whitney. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Awesome, man. Hopefully you're having a good morning.
You know, it's a Monday. I guess it's for a Monday. It's as good as it's going to get.
Definitely. No, thank you so much, Whitney. And we just wanted to bring you in here because we speak about a transgender day of visibility. And we thought, why not have this conversation today? It's a very important conversation. Most of us are still uneducated about it. But let's take it back to transgender and its true meaning. What do we speak about, or what is the meaning of a transgender? What happens when someone identifies as a transgender?
Okay, so I think to get to the basis of this, we must first understand that gender as a construct is something that is societal. It is not necessarily something that is inherent and something that you are born with. You are born with your sexes. You are born male or you are born female. And then we have Gmail. Then we have gender that is a societal construct, and we have things like non-binary. We have things like you identify as a man or you identify as a woman. You identify as gender fluid. There are a whole spectrum of identities. It's not something that is simply just linear. And the idea of someone then being transgender comes from, okay, I was born a male, for example. I was not, in fact, born a male. I was very much born a female. But let's say, for argument's sake, I was born a male. And as I'm growing, I then start to identify more with the roles and the ideas surrounding what it means to be a woman. And I then feel like I'm more inclined to the behaviors and the societal ideas of what it is to be a woman. I will then identify as someone who is transgender and then do the... Okay, let's not say and then do the... Okay, let's say rather, I will then make the necessary changes to identify as being a woman and not no longer then being a man. So that's simply what it is. You born with an assigned gender, and you later discover, no, I don't necessarily fit into the box of what this gender is, and I feel like I identify more with something else, and you do whatever's necessary to then identify as that gender. So it can be things like hormone therapy. You don't necessarily have to do that. That's not something that necessarily all transgender people do, contrary to popular belief. That's not something that everyone does, because that's not something that everyone can afford, unfortunately, especially when we look at our context in South Africa. We have a population of people that don't necessarily have the resources to do things like gender sex reassignment and get those surgeries and all of that. So yeah, it really comes down to just then doing what you can that's in your capacity to identify with the gender that you feel most comfortable with. And sometimes not at all, because sometimes people don't identify with gender at all.
Oh, okay, what now? Some people do
exactly.
Not...
Exactly, it's quite a nuanced topic. That's the thing. It's not something that's very linear. The ideas of gender, the ideas of sexuality, these are all very nuanced topics. These are all very complex things. They are an entire spectrum, you know. I think for the purpose of coexistence as humanity, we try to label things and we try to box things. But in reality, it's an entire spectrum. And I like to use the idea of the rainbow. And I love the fact that we chose the rainbow as the LGBT community, because the rainbow has millions of colors, right?
Yes.
But we are only able to identify the colors that we know. Do you understand?
Yes, definitely.
So, but there's so many, so far beyond what we're able to see. And it's the same with the spectrum of sexuality and with gender.
Wow. So now one would ask, Whitney, how is it different from someone who is gay? Because the way you explained it, it was like someone who identifies as a different gender or an opposite gender. Now, my question is, how is it different to someone who's, who identifies as gay or lesbian?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the topic of things like gender, right? Transgender, non-binary, all of those things. They are a conversation around gender identity. The conversation of sexuality and sexual interest, romantic interest, all of those things, they are an entirely separate conversation. So sexuality is a conversation on its own. Gender identity is a conversation on its own. So two separate conversations. Now we can have those conversations together and say, okay, if I, who is transitioning into being a woman, then automatically it would be assumed that I am now going to be attracted to men, or not now suddenly going to be attracted to men, but that would be my attraction. I would be attracted to men as someone who's a transgender woman. But even that is not necessarily true, because someone can be a transgender woman but still be attracted to women, which would then make them a lesbian transgender woman. Do you understand? These things all interlink, and they're not something that is just separate, but those two factors being sexuality and gender are two separate things.
Wow. We're speaking of transgender women. Is there a possibility of or a case where we have a transgender male?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
So you can transition from being a woman to then being a transgender man. And I actually have two very close associates who are transgender men. And they have undergone the testosterone treatment and all of those things. And one of them is actually currently raising funds.
Wow.
To complete his transition. Mm. Because it's really not, it's not at all something that is easily accessible to the South African public.
Wow.
Our healthcare system doesn't necessarily make provisions for it as well.
So you have to go outside the country?
No, not necessarily go outside the country. When I say that, I mean the public healthcare system. Like, you can't be someone who says, okay, I might be transgender, or I am transgender, and I am seeking to now change or transition my gender, but I don't have the resources. There aren't necessarily many places that you can go to and say, hey, look, this is what I want to do. I don't have the resources. Can you assist me?
Definitely. And now my colleague here, Snizzy, was asking that when we call you, when we refer to somebody who's transgender, how do you refer to them? Do you refer to them as she or he, or how do they identify?
Always as their preferred pronouns.
Okay.
So if someone is transitioning into a woman, you would call them she. If they are transitioning into a man, you would call them he.
Oh, beautiful. Today we're celebrating this important day. What does this day mean to people like you, Whitney? Transgender Day.
Oh, this is major. I think it's very important that we highlight these things. I think it's very important that we have these conversations. Just last year, an 18-year-old transgender boy was actually stabbed to death in June of last year. And then we also had another case of murder in Johannesburg in August last year. So it's very important that we have these conversations, that we highlight these things, and that we share the knowledge that we have with people, because unfortunately we do live in a society that is not very accepting of these things. We're still working around this, you know?
Definitely. And as we're closing because of time, Whitney, what is your message now to the society as a whole? And just to the people who haven't accepted yet that we have all these identities like your transgender, gays, lesbian, basically the LGBTQI plus community. What is your last word to the people who haven't accepted yet that it's just part of life and it's a normal thing now nowadays?
I think I want to begin by firstly acknowledging that when you are programmed by society to believe certain things and to live a certain type of way, then you start to see that way as the only right way. You start to see that way as the only justifiable way to live. And I want to first say that I understand that these things are very complex and these things are very difficult to understand and they're very difficult to grasp. But part of being a human being is learning how to tolerate other human beings who are not harming you, regardless of whether or not you understand who they are or where they come from or what it is that they're about. So I think really just do your best to practice tolerance. Even if you can't learn about everything, do your best to practice tolerance and to understand that people have a right to be who they are. And our constitution, Section 9 of our constitution in South Africa and the Bill of Rights makes provisions for us to be who we are in our entirety, in our race, in our gender, in our sex. And it really just comes down to being human and understanding that we all have our own walks. And whether or not we understand someone else, their existence is valid.
Wow, no, thank you so much, Whitney, for those kind words, man. And hopefully there are people who are now going to start practicing the tolerance that you're talking about. Thank you so much for your time, Whitney. We really appreciate and we celebrate this day with you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day, guys. Thank
Beautiful.
You for having me.
Thanks, sis.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.